I invite you to close your eyes and contemplate the question, what does love look like? Dear Spirit, show me what love looks like. Dear Spirit, bring love into the presence of my life so that I may see love in action and that I may demonstrate compassion to every human that I encounter. For every human I encounter is exactly what love looks like. Dear Spirit, please remind me that we all have come here as a test of love, with free choice. Can we love each other as we learn to love the Creator that dwells inside? Dear Spirit, help me find that love connection. Dear Spirit, let that love connection guide every action that I take. Dear Spirit, let that love connection be enhanced and deepened and bring me deeper wisdom in my daily life. And so now, with those statements and intents delivered, we will see what things will unfold in the coming days and weeks. And for now, let us relax even further as we welcome in the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third week of a theme. And quite often we do this, giving you four aspects of some kind of subject. And if you've not seen the other weeks, let me just review. We've talked about fear so much. We even had one month where we talked about the four faces of fear in 2021. In other times, we've given fear in other aspects, and we're going to do it again. This month, if you've listened to the other channels, you know that we're talking about some very, very practical, current fears. Not the generic ones that I could say that humanity had. These are the ones, perhaps, even for your culture, as you hear this. And this particular one has many layers and many aspects, but it's so real. I gave you two others, perhaps one which was even controversial, depending on how you listen to it. It's current, and so is this one. And this has to do with both men and women. It doesn't draw a line. I'll tell you what it is, and then I'll start listing the attributes, and then I'll do something that I've done the last two times, and that we're going to call on some help. Fear of abandonment. Now, in the past, you have said, perhaps to me, "Well, Kryon, this particular fear we've heard about you talk about before mostly has to do with one of the genders. That's not what we're talking about." What happens, dear ones, when a son or a daughter decides to discard you? And they do, and it happens constantly. And sometimes it's simply out of youth, and sometimes it's out of sickness, and you can't contact them. You might have spent 15 to 18 years of your life shaping them, and then suddenly they're not there. That is abandonment. The abandonment of a child. What do you do with that? Parents, what do you do with that? It leaves an emptiness in your heart that they don't appreciate you, or perhaps they're gone in some way, and yet they're not. But there's another one. What happens when you lose somebody? And whether it's family or whether it's not, and suddenly they're gone. There is always the fear that you will lose that person or lose the love, and it's a very, very real fear. And you don't talk about it much because you don't want to create it. And that's another thing, the fear of creating things that you think about, which you fear. And it's always there. This abandonment can have many layers. You lose a partner. You lose love. That's on both sides, dear ones. And the sorrow of the heart comes from both sides. That's another layer of it. All of you carry this. And you may say, well, I'm never worried about it. I don't think about it until it happens. And then it's a wound. Especially that of death. That is abandonment of some kind. Because they're not there anymore. And you can't talk to them. So what are we going to do here that's different than before? I'm going to explain this every single time this month. We have had something happen. I gave you a Circle of 12 episode on this very thing. And if you are unaware, I invite you to go back and find it. There has been something amazing happen within this energy on this planet that creates a difference of the way people think. It is an evolvement, dear ones, that we expected and planned for. It's when you got that 24th chromosome pair that you can't see under the microscope. Why would you have just 23, dear ones? You have 24, and we told you about this. And the 24th one is exceptionally special. It is multidimensional. And this is the time for its activation. We also gave you information that with this activation of the 24th chromosome, something else was taking place. The ones that come in to be with you, which you will call perhaps guides or angels, or even pieces and parts of your own soul, are enhanced at this time. Now there's a marriage going on between the multidimensionality that is out there of all the pieces and parts of your soul and that which is in the human body, which is the 24th pair of chromosomes. This is a marriage, a handshake, where literally you are waking up to something larger and something bigger than you ever had before. What is the theme of Cryon for 33 years? You are never alone. And now you know why that's there. Because in these days of the sun, these days where the energy is shifting, where consciousness is raising and evolving, these days have mechanics to them, and I just gave you one. Your DNA is starting to awaken to shake hands with all that is around you that you didn't know about. You might say you have awakened the team that is here for you. And now that you have this multidimensional part, which is also awakening, the two of you match the team. And in they come. And what does that mean to you? And where am I going with this? You have these beautiful, beautiful helpers that can hug you, hold you, whisper in your ear if it's necessary, Do you hear all the wonderful things that perhaps you're not hearing or you didn't think you could? And they can soothe that which is a sorrow. And that's what they're here for. These fears that I've told you about so far, this is the third one. There'll be a fourth. Each and every single one, even separately, could disable you, could keep you from moving forward in the light. Especially in a time when perhaps you're losing a lot of human beings on the planet. And that seems to be a focus. It can shut you down with sorrow. And so that then leads to the fear of another one. Now, what's going to happen when? And that leads then to another one. And pretty soon that giant light worker that you thought you were a few years ago sits there in fear and worry. And that was not the design. And that is why in these times, this 24th multidimensional pair of chromosomes that you have, built for now, are starting to come alive. Shake hands with those who are around you, and suddenly these guides that you think you have, that perhaps you've heard or not heard of or seem elusive, all of a sudden they're in your face. And they're looking at you and they're saying, let us take this burden. Because we need your light. We don't need your fear. Because this can shut a human being down completely. It'll make them have no light, not want to be with anybody, want to be by themselves in a closet. How does that help humanity? And some will say, well, I'm just dealing with my own process. Well, how does that help humanity? It doesn't. What will help humanity is for you to awaken to a grander truth, and that is you have help all by yourself because you are never alone. Oh, think of this. Make this real. Now, I said this before, and I said it before. The last two weeks, I'm going to say it again next week. You have so much help right now. You can go right there and say, dear guides, dear angels that have come with me, I activate you now to such an extent that my fears and my worries and my sorrow can be sucked away, dissipated, so that I can honor those perhaps I've loved and lost, or honor even the fears that I've had and said, well, that's very human, but I am beyond that. I am a multidimensional being. And those guides are going to then take it all. They're going to take it all. Imagine they were a giant vacuum cleaner and they could take away all of that which is dirty and ugly that keeps you from light. That's why they're there. But for the first time, again, I'll say it, it's because of the time, because of what you've done with this 24th pair that has made all of the difference in the world. This is new, and we have told you that it is for you. Perhaps it's why you're watching this program and this episode. It's always been there. But now it is enhanced. You came in with this. You just never knew how to activate it. But now that all the nodes and the nulls are connected, that's another story, these things begin to come alive and become real to you. So you can call upon these guides anytime you wish, because they are you. They are a bigger part of you that is now inside you, in your biology, increasing you to a multidimensional being like you've never been before. You are not alone. You don't have to act alone. You don't have to carry the burden alone. You have help. And they're here. They're not in the clouds. They're here. Dear human being, blessed is that one of you listening here right now who will take this and work it, understand it, cognize it, and come away differently. It's not just for this meeting. This is the rest of your life. Maybe that's why you came. I'm crying in love with you all. Can you feel it? And so it is.